This is JIS News. Coming up, Police Federation signs wage agreement. Energy-efficient light bulbs donated to Meadowbrook High and Jamaica Customs Agency's Queen's Warehouse closed until further notice. The details after this message. Calling all government pensioners in St. James, Westmoreland, Hanover, St. Elizabeth, Trelawney. The Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our final stop will be at West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, Friday, November 13, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, Friday, November 13, starting at 10 a.m. See you there. Now the news. The Minister of Finance is to allocate funds for the purchase of additional motor vehicles for the police force within the current calendar year. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips committed to providing the funds during a ceremony at the Ministry of Finance, where representatives of the Jamaica Police Federation signed the government's wage agreement for the 2015 to 2017 period.
We will ensure this calendar year that some resources go to the Ministry of National Security to deal with the special transportation needs of some of the police workers who especially have to be on the road at night and are exposed. A date is not put in the contract, but I am giving my word publicly that we will do this.
Dr. Phillips adds that police officers will in December receive the retroactive salary sums owed to them for the April to November 2015 period. The finance minister also reiterated the government's commitment to offer better wages and benefits to public sector workers as the economy begins to improve. The Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, is advising its clients that operations at its Queen's 230 warehouse on Spanish Town Road in Kingston have been suspended until further notice. This closure is primarily due to the possible release of hazardous material in the stripping section of the facility on Monday. Following reports of the possible release, the Occupational Health and Safety Unit of the JCA made immediate contact with the relevant agencies to ensure swift investigation of the matter. The agencies include the Ministry of Health, Jamaica Fire Brigade, and the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. The Jamaica Fire Brigade visited the facility on Monday and took precautionary steps, which included air testing and cornering off of the facility. Teams from NEPA, Jamaica Fire Brigade, and the Ministry of Health on Tuesday carried out further assessment at the warehouse. Employees who were directly exposed have received medical attention, and all workers assigned to the unit have been relocated to the JCA's head office. Jamaica Customs is advising that the Queen's warehouse will return to normal operations once it receives clearance from the relevant agencies. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is lauding the implementation of a $1.5 million energy efficiency project at Meadowbrook High School by the Rotary Club of North St. Andrew. The initiative, expected to realize annual electricity savings averaging $1 million, involves replacement of the institution's existing fluorescent bulbs with energy-saving frosted LED options. These improvements are expected to result in an overall 56% reduction in Meadowbrook High School's light load or a 15% decline in total electricity consumption.
I want to thank the Rotary Club particularly for joining in a brand new venture in our schools, that is to be environmentally conscious. The idea of cutting down that electricity bill by having effective lighting is of great importance, not just to your school, but it is an example to all the other schools in Jamaica.
The education minister was speaking at the commissioning of the LED light fixtures at Meadowbrook High Tuesday. The engagement was jointly undertaken with the Rotary Club of London and formed part of Rotary International's educational and community development focus. And Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says Jamaica's animation industry has attracted a number of global players. He says local companies continue to receive several expressions of interest for contracts from international companies. Minister Paulwell adds that with the appropriate training and infrastructure, large numbers of young people with creative talent can find employment in animation. He notes further that with the availability of an online market, young persons are able to access opportunities globally while residing locally.
By exposing Jamaican youth to the various global platforms for online work and taking advantage of new opportunities in the virtual economy and leveraging our strengths, our youth will have the opportunity to bypass limitations of the national labor market.
Technology Minister Philip Paulwell. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.